as much as thank you.
I don't want to disappoint anybody. I know that everyone's having a nice breakfast this morning, but today she is going to speak about why there's no mitzvah achila on Hanukkah. So enjoy your breakfast anyway, but this is a sort of mitzvah, unless we can have a little dance afterwards. There's not going to be that much to it. Even though we know in Halacha that the celebration of Hanukkah and the celebration of Purim are very similar in many different ways, they're both midrabanan, they both require an al-hanisim, there's no real issue Halacha on both of them, but there are some very real differences between the two, and one of the real differences that highlights the difference between Hanukkah and Purim is the fact that whereas on Purim there is a mitzvah su'udah, on Purim there are designated as yimei mishne v'simcha, when it comes to Hanukkah, so we don't find that there's a real mitzvah, at least a real bona fide mitzvah, of achila ushtiyah, of additional meals, additional eating, additional drinking on Hanukkah. The reason for this, the Mefarshim give the classic answer, that the very nature of the Neis, the very nature of the Yeshua on Hanukkah was very different than on Purim. Purim was a physical Yeshua, and as such a celebration takes a physical expression, whereas on Hanukkah, the Yeshua was really a spiritual, because after all, the guf of Klai Yisrael really wasn't in danger. The Klai Yisrael would have just given in to the Greek decrees, so then nobody would have been killed. So therefore the celebration of Hanukkah is a celebration of the nefesh, of the neshama, of the spirit, and as such the mitzvah sudas yantif, asumkas yantif, achilu shtia, isn't really present. Nevertheless, even though me'ikar adin, there really is no mitzvah of ribui achilu shtia on Hanukkah, nevertheless we do find, really in between the cracks, that there is some kind of a notion, perhaps, at least of a quasi-yantif, in the sense of a quasi-achilu shtia, a little bit of an achilu shtia, above and beyond the call of duty on Hanukkah, so everyone can continue their donuts, but some of them try to be malam etzchos, that there's at least a little bit of an angle of achilu shtia on Hanukkah as well. But it's interesting, when the Ramah, the beginning of Rosh Hanukkah, presents this idea that some Rishonim have, that even though there's not a real absolute mitzvah of achilu shtia on Hanukkah like on Purim, there is, to some degree, an inyan, an idea of ribui achilu shtia. The Ramah links this idea of ribui achilu shtia not so much to the celebration of the Neis, not as a demonstration of the fact that we're commemorating the Neis, but rather the Ramah links it to the concept of Chanukas HaMikdash. The Ramah writes that since Lamaisa, what happened on Hanukkah, not only was there a tremendous Neis, and on it was the Neis of the Melchama, the Neis of the Pachashemen, but Lamaisa, they rededicated the Beis HaMikdash, because the Beis HaMikdash had been out of commission for several years during the days of the Greeks, and everything had become Tommy, everything had been stolen, everything had been destroyed. So when they came back in the days of Hanukkah, so they rededicated the Mizbeach, Chanukas HaMizbeach, Mizmashe Chanukas HaVayas HaDavid, they're re-mechanech the Mizbeach, they're re-mechanech the Beis HaMikdash, and the Ramah writes that the dedication of the Beis HaMikdash, that gufa warrants a yontif. Nothing to do with Nisim. Says the Ramah that the emphasis is that the Chanukas HaMikdash, the Chanukas HaMizbeach, which took place in the days of Hanukkah, was really supposed to have happened a long, long time ago during the days of Hanukkah. The Ramah quotes from Chazal that the original Mishkan of Moshe Rabbeinu was really ready to be built, was really ready to go into service on Hanukkah, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu pushed it off to Chodesh Nisan, and then 1,000 years later, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, more than 1,000 years later, 1,500, 1,700 years later, HaKadosh Baruch Hu was mashlem to the days of the end of Chodesh Kislev, that they got their own Chanukas HaMikdash, the Chanukas HaMikdash of the days of the Cheshmenoim. So this idea of celebrating a Chanukas HaMikdash, says the Ramah, that's why we have a Ribui Achilu Shtia, because the dedication of the Beis HaMikdash is only to do with Nisan. In the days of the Mishkan, there were no Nisan. And Abba Bichain, there was a celebration. So whenever you have a Chanukas HaMikdash, that's Mechayev HaSimcha Suda. So when you have a real Chanukas HaMikdash, you're living at the time when the Mamash rededicating the Beis HaMikdash, then Abba, you have to be Mesameach. Abba, there's a Chilu Shliya. Because Mamazer, we're just merely reliving, we're remembering the Chanukas HaMizbeach. So therefore, it's not a real din, it's not a real Chiv Dirai, it's not a Chiv Dirai, but it's an idea, it's an Inyan, as Chanukas HaMikdash.
Well, why if I refer to Nisim, we have to do the first Beis HaMikdash?
Yeah, okay, in Ochanami, it's not a real Mechayef to have a Ribui Sudas, in Ochanami. Ramah is just saying that, well, it's Chanukah anyway, we're happy anyway, we're in Zimud anyway, so it's a little bit of a Ribui Achilu Shtia. The stuff of the real answer is that Rebbe Zemdulis doesn't have any food in the house for the first 12 days of Nisan, so everyone's eating pizza, so that's the Ribui Achilu Shtia. So some of that's what's going on in Chodesh Nisan. Anyway. So this idea that the Ramah is telling us that there is an Indian of Chanukas HaMikdash, the Chanukas HaMikdash is Mechayev a party, it's Mechayev a Yom, it's Mechayev a Simcha, so we find precedent for this really in the Halacha. The Gemara tells a fascinating story about the Chanukas HaMikdash of Bayis Risha. The Gemara comments on the Pesukim and Sefer Malachim that when Shlomo HaMelech dedicated the first place of Mikdash, it was done in Chedesh Tishrei, and it was Dafka, not done during the week of Sukkim. The Pesukim described that Shlomo HaMelech made a dedication of Shibbos Yom and Shibbos Yom in 7 days, and then the 7 days of Sukkim. And Dafka, the 7 days holidays of Sukkot were not the same time as the Chanukah HaMikdash of Bayis Rishon, because of Eima Arvin Simcha B'Simcha. This is in fact one of the Mekairos that the Gemara learns out for Eima Arvin Simcha B'Simcha, the fact that we don't get married on Yom Tov and Chol HaMoed, that's a Din Min HaTorah, and that's based, one of the Mekairos, one of the sources at least, is these Sukkim and Sefer Melochim, that you don't mix Simchas, you don't mix the Simcha of Simchas HaMikdash together with the Simcha of Simcha Sukkot. So therefore Shlomo HaMelech was forced to have the dedication of the Beis HaMikdash, the week-long party, a week before Sukkot. So the Gemara makes a simple calculation. A week before Sukkot, so one of the days, a week before Sukkot, happens to be Yom Kippur. So the Gemara says that, that year, all the Jews ate on Yom Kippur. Why did they eat on Yom Kippur? Because the mitzvah of Chanukah HaMikdash is a big mitzvah, it's a mitzvah d'araisa, and that permits one to even eat on Yom Kippur. That's the simple reading of the Gemara. So the Gemara says, how do you know that? Where do you see such a thing? Eating on Yom Kippur, that's a pretty serious aveira. That's an isakaris. How do you see that the mitzvah making a party for the rebuilding of the Beis HaMikdash, or in that case, the building in the first place, is Doichei Yom Kippur? So the Gemara says that the mocha for that was the psukim that we read this morning, the psukim about the Parshas HaNesiim. The Torah describes that the first 12 days of Nisan, so each of the Nesiim brought a series of karbanos, and just simple math tells you if you have 12 days, so at least one of those days is going to be Shabbos. Maybe two of those days is going to be Shabbos, depending on Rosh Chodesh Nisan fell out that year. So the karbanos were brought on the first 12 days of Nisan, even though one of the days clearly fell out on Shabbos. So normally we have a rule that a korban yochid is not doich Shabbos, only a korban sibur, only a communal korban like a korban tomid, a korban musaf is doich Shabbos, whereas a korban yochid, an individual can't bring a korban on Shabbos. So wait a second, how could the Nesiim, how could Nachshon ben Aminadav, how could Nesana Batsu, how could one of them, whoever was the lucky guy who his day fell out on Shabbos, how did he offer his karbanos? So you see clearly that there was a special heter to offer the karbanos. What was the matter to offer the karbanos? So the Gemara says, Nestama, the matter was that Simchas Hayom, that the Simchas Hayom, the offering of karbanos, the Chanukas HaMikdash, will have the ability to be Deich HaShabbos. So the Gemara says, Kal V'Chomer, Marech, it's Deich HaShabbos. Shabbos is more Chomer than Yom Kippur. If it's Deich the Issa Malocha, Shechit is an Av Malocha on Shabbos. If it's Deich the Issa Malocha on Shabbos, Kal V'Chomer, it's going to be Deich the Mir, a Sakaris of eating on Yom Kippur. So the Gemara says that no less of a person than Shlomo HaMelech had this drasha, he had this Kavach Chaimer. Based on this, he was not there, everybody to eat on Yom Kippur. And then the Gemara says that he had a little Chalish Tadas, so it wasn't a portion, maybe his tzach was wrong. So sometimes the rabbi gives a wrong tzach, okay, you know, you make a mistake, and the guy asks you a shayla in Yalav Yavo, he made a mistake, alright, no, so he said Yalav Yavo, he didn't say Yalav Yavo, and the world doesn't come to an end. Here he went ahead and paskit for all Christ to eat on Yom Kippur, that's a pretty serious mistake. So the Gemara seems to say that he had Chalish Tadas, maybe it was a wrong tzach. So the Achran of Machlekes was it the right tzach or the wrong tzach? It's not clear from the Gemara. The Gemara said that was the tzach. Everybody ate in Yom Kippur that year. And then Shlomo HaMelech felt bad, and then a baskel told him, don't worry about it, you have kapara for eating on Yom Kippur. So the question is, what was the nature of the baskel? Was the baskel telling, listen, you guys goofed, you really did eat on Yom Kippur, you weren't supposed to, but okay, your heart was in the right place, so we'll give you mechilas achonas? Or he said, no, you guys are right, 100%. You have the right drasha. So it's unclear from the Gemara. So we'll see. If Meheri Abana Mikdash, if the next Chanukah HaMikdash will be on Yom Kippur, we'll have to reevaluate the Shaila. Machlokes Rav Elazar of Yeshua, those who are learning Daf Yomi, is the Geula Asida going to be on Tishrei and the Chodesh Nisan? So if it's on Chodesh Tishrei, it may end up being Mechanech the Mikdash HaMikdash again on Yom Kippur. So we'll have to be determined what the Halacha is going to be. But the one thing you do see from this Gemara, whether or not Shlomo HaMelech was right in actually telling everybody to eat on Yom Kippur, that was the Shaila. That's the deal that the Achronim have, what the Gemara's conclusion is. But the fact that there's a mitzvah simcha, the fact that there's a mitzvah d'chilu shtiyah, forgetting about on Yom Kippur, the fact that Chanukah HaMikdash is mechayev d'chilu shtiyah, that's for sure. That's the v'pasha. That's a din d'araisa, and that's derived from Parshas Nesiim. The same way that all the Nesiim were making a whole to-do. They were bringing karbanos and zivcha shlomim, and they were eating, and they were partying, and simcha. So you see from the whole Parshas Naso, we read so much time, we spend the whole week reading Parshas Naso, so we derive a din l'deiris from Parshas Naso, that there's an idea of celebration. There's a mitzvah chagiga, there's a mitzvah simcha whenever you build a mishkan or you build the Beis HaMikdash, or in the case of the Chashmonaim, when they rededicated the Beis HaMikdash. So the Ramah writes that the fact that we have Ribui Sudas, a little bit of Chanukah, that's a throwback not so much to the Neis of the Pach Hashem, and not so much to the Neis of the Mechama, but it's a throwback to the fact that there was also this idea of the Chanukah HaMikdash during this time of the year. if one looks at the Rambam at the beginning of Chanukah, one gets a little bit of a different impression. From the Rambam, it would appear that there is an idea, at least to some degree, of Ribuy Achilu Shtia on the Yom of Chanukah. Nothing to do with Chanukah Samikdash, but as a celebration of the Neis, the same way that we celebrate the different Nisim that occur through Hallel and Alah Nisim and lighting Neis Chanukah. So the Rambam throws in this idea that there's that Yemei Chanukah or Yemei Simcha as well. The Gemara doesn't use that phrase. The Gemara uses the phrase in the beginning of the Sugya of Chanukah in the Daf Chaf Aleph and Shabbos. The Gemara calls Chanukah Kovim Yom Tovim Hallel V'Hodo'o, that Chazal declared these days to be Yemei Hallel V'Hodo'o, days of praise and days of thanksgiving. Those are what we speak about at the end of the Al Nisim, Lahaydus Al-Halal, the Shimcha Gadol. But the Gemara doesn't mention the key halachic phrase called Simcha. The Gemara doesn't mention explicitly that there's a mitzvah Simcha on Chanukah. This is in contrast, clearly, to Purim, where the Megillah says, black and white, Yimei Mishta V'Simcha. So the Gemara doesn't mention that Chanukah, the days of Chanukah, are Yimei Simcha, but the Rambam does mention it. The Rambam writes, the Kavim Yom Tovim, the Simcha, the Halel. The Rambam describes that there's a mitzvah Simcha, at least to some degree, on Chanukah. The Rambam tells us that there's a mitzvah Simcha on Chanukah, so Simcha and Halacha, we know, always conjures up a certain image. We know what this is a halachic concept, a halachic category called Simcha. The Gemara tells us in Maseches Pesachim that the real Simcha, the Simcha of the Yom Tovim, is the Simcha Sakarbanos, to bring special Shami Simcha. And even Bizman, there's no basic mikdash, there's a mitzvah of Simcha. That's the mitzvah of what we call in Halacha Shar Smachos, other celebrations, other demonstrations, other manifestations of Simcha, which are particularly, the Gemara speaks about Yayin, Ein Simcha Ela B'Yayin, and the Rambam adds on the phrase, Ein Simcha Ela B'Bosa B'Yayin. We've spoke about this in the past, but that phrase doesn't appear in the Gemara. There's no such Gemara that says, Ein Simcha Ela B'Bosa B'Yayin. The phrase is in the Rambam. The Rambam is the one who says, Ein Simcha Ela B'Bosa B'Yayin, and the Shulchan Aruch specifically deleted that phrase. The Shulchan Aruch Hilchos Yom Tov writes that Ein Simcha Ela B'Yayin, like the Lashon HaGemara, and he tells you why in the Beis Yosef, he writes, that the Gemara doesn't say Bosa, the Gemara doesn't mention a Chi of Gomer feeding meat. I'm sorry, Shemi, I know you came through this and that's the part you wanted to hear. But the Gemara doesn't say a real Chi of Gomer to eat meat. The later Poskim do quote it, though. Later Poskim quote the Lashon HaRambam, the Magen Avraham, Mishnah Berurah say it's a good thing, you should really eat meat on Yom Tov also, because Ein Simcha Ela B'Bosa V'Yayin as well. So we know that Simcha and Halacha either has expressed itself in Yom Tov or Legabi Purim. The Rambam also writes in the end of Hilchos Megillah that Ketzel Chayva Sudazu, how does one fulfill the mitzvah of Sudas Purim? So the Rambam writes, the Rambam Lishitoso, that in order to have a Simcha, in order to have a Sudas Simcha, so it has to have Bosa V'Yayin. So we know that the term Simcha is a very, very specific halachic connotation, Yayin, and Basar, and perhaps Ribsudas, the Rambam is a lashon also in the Chos Megillah, that a Sudas Purim is supposed to be fancy, it's supposed to be nice, must have special foods to it. Again, these are all enhancements of the mitzvah of Simcha. So the Rambam puts in this category in Chanukah as Yemei Simcha. So one could perhaps in Medayik from the Lashon HaRambam, but there's also a concept of, to some degree, Simcha has expressed itself in Achila Ushtia, even according to what we're saying. So basically, although the Gemara doesn't mention this idea of Simcha, from the Gemara you don't get the impression that there's any din of Ribui Seudos. The only thing you get the impression with the Gemara is that you're not allowed to fast, not an impression, it's a din, the Gemara says black and white, that you're not allowed to fast on Chanukah, but just because you're not allowed to fast, doesn't necessarily mean there's a mitzvah of Suda. Doesn't necessarily translate to mean there's a din of Ribui Achila. Say Lamashon Rosh Chodesh. And Rosh Chodesh also not allowed to fast, but Alpha, according to the Rambam, you're not even allowed to fast Midaraisa on Rosh Chodesh. Others disagree. But there is no mitzvah Suda on Rosh Chodesh. It's a nice idea. It's nice. It's beautiful. But in terms of a Chi of Goma of having a Suda on Rosh Chodesh, so there really is no such Chi of. The Gemara says in the beginning of the second parak of the Maseches Beitzah that Kadosh Baruch Hu makes a cheshbon with a person every Rosh Hashanah how much money he's going to make. So the only thing that's in the low bar of the cheshbon, it doesn't matter how much money you spend on the following items, because the Kadosh Baruch Hu, this is a separate account. So the Gemara says any money that you spend on Sudas Shabbos and Sudas Yom Tov, so that's low bar of the cheshbon. That doesn't count at all. So you can spend as much as you want, and the Kadosh Baruch Hu won't detract from what's coming to you that year. So there's a machlekes. The Gemara doesn't mention Sudas Rosh Chodesh, but the Medrash does mention Chatzar, this Rosh Chodesh. So the Poskim point out, seems to be a Machlokes, that the Gemara seems to say that there's really no Indian of Ribui Sudas and Rosh Chodesh. So if you want to be Ma'arav Besuda, that's wonderful, but it comes off of your tab, comes off of your Cheshbet. Whereas the Medrash says, no, that if you're Ma'arav Besuda and Rosh Chodesh, so comes off a Kadosh Baruch Hu's special account. So that's a Shaila. And when I was a Bachur in Yeshiva, so every Rosh Chodesh I would go out with my roommate. We would go out to eat lunch together. So I always said, we should go eat pizza together. And he would say, no, and insist at the time he was telling Kazma, I know the place, you know that, the flashing place that changes every 6 months owners. So, the Shaita, I think it was Telekazma. So he said, sister, we have to go out for Fleishik. So I said, Fleishik, you know, I'm a little tight of the budget, you know, Cole Life is not, got to spend money on going out on dates, and I'm going to find money to spend going out with you. So he said to me, well, it shows that you're not a ma'amin, Amuna Shalema. Said, it doesn't show I'm not a ma'am, it shows that I'm talking like the Gemara against the Medrash. So we would alternate every once in a while. Then when I was really sharp, I really started to plan my dates around Rosh Chodesh. There, you know. In that same Gemara, the Gemara says that the other things that a Kadosh Baruch Hu doesn't hold you accountable for, it's not Bab Cheshbon. The Gemara says all the money that a person spends on themselves, Banav L'Tam Torah, tuition, that also is low Bab Cheshbon. Okay, so that's a couple of dollars here and there. So you put that together with your Suda Shabbos, what else do we spend the money on? Tuition and Suda Shabbos. I didn't say your mortgage is low Bab Cheshbon. Okay, that's another Cheshbon, different Cheshbon. Okay. Okay, oh, there you go. Okay, good. So I'll cope on him just because there's an Isra Tainis on Chanukah, the Iker Adin, it's not just a minik, it's Mamash Meikah, and Iker Adin is an Isra Tainis. That's what the post can say, that even a Chosan, a person gets married on Chanukah, so they're not allowed to fast. The idea of a Chosan fasting, Biyom Chasanoso, is only a minik. So the post can say that when the Isra Tainis is only a minik, so sometimes we say the Chosan should fast anyway. When the Isra Tainis is a real din, the person is getting married on Chanukah, it's also meant that Rabban and Iker Adin to fast. So Avad and Avad, you're not allowed to fast on Chanukah. So a Kol Panim, the Rambam seems to add to the Gemara. The Gemara speaks about Isra Tainis. The Gemara doesn't say anything about Simchon. The Gemara doesn't say anything about Achil Ushtiyah. And even the Rambam, who speaks about Achil Ushtiyah, speaks about it in the context of Chanukah and Mikdosh. And the Rambam throws in this idea of Simcha, which may translate to some degree Achil Ushtiyah as well. Are there any other halachas that would stem from this Rambam? If we accept this notion of the Rambam that there's some degree of simcha on Chanukah, does that have any other nafkaminas ladina? So the Gemara says in the end of Maseches Pesachim that whenever you have a mitzvah simcha, so you have to be mesameach different people and the things that they enjoy. So men, the Gemara says, they enjoy yayin. The Rambam says they enjoy both of the yayin. Women love doctor. You give them a cup of wine, love doctor, they're going to be too happy. Give them a nice steak, they probably won't be too happy about it. I'll tell you that is too much cholesterol, too much fat, too many calories, they're not going to enjoy it. So what do they enjoy? So the Gemara says that the women enjoy new clothes, so therefore the mitzvah simchas yomtiv is mechayev you to buy your wife new clothes. The Gemara says, what about the kids? So the kids, they don't enjoy the balsa, and they're underage, they can't drink the wine, they're going to buy them new clothes, they don't like to buy a new pair of pajamas, so you buy your kids. So what do you have to give the kids? So the Gemara says, you have to give them kolayas, you have to give them little candies. So those are the candies in the days of Chazal, were little popcorns, little parched corns or something. So the Gemara says, you have to give the kids candy and chocolate, things that toys, things that they like. That's the mitzvah simchas yomtiv. So if that's true, that when it comes to a real yomtiv, you have to give the kids candy, that's medina de gemar. That's in their eyes, according to the Rambam. You have to be sameach tiktanem b'mashe, that which they enjoy. So then maybe this is a little bit of a mokra for the idea of giving kids gifts on Chanukah also. So we'll try to give it mokra mokam tohar. We'll try to give a good Torah source for this minhag of giving Chanukah gelt and giving all those kinds of things. Why is that? Because according to the Rambam, there's an element of simcha. So whenever there's an element of simcha, so simcha is always mechayev to have everybody participate in simcha. And the Gemara says the Farish and Yomtif. So the emphasis is you really have to give your kids Pesach gelt. You have to give them Purim gelt. You have to give them whenever there's a real mitzvah simcha, you have to give your kids stuff. And Chanukah got schlepped along for good luck also. You should give your kids things because to enhance the Simchas Hayom, according to the Rambam. According to the other Rishonim who don't quote the idea of Simcha, according to the Mashmas of the Gemara, is that there is no Indian of Simcha. There wouldn't be any Mokor in Halacha for any of these ideas of giving kids a gift. That's a nice thing, maybe and maybe no. And the Gemara in Beitza says that does count towards the Cheshbon. Don't think that the Chanukah gifts are going to come off the Cheshbon, unless it's the grandparents who give it to them, then it's still above the Cheshbon. But according to the Rambam, there could be a little bit of a smach to this idea. is there anything else that may stem from this idea of Simchas Hayom, according to the Rambam, this Chiddush of the Rambam, that there's a Simchas Hayom? Is there any other dimension in the Halacha that emanates from this concept of Simchas Hayom? So one could perhaps suggest that maybe the saying of Hallel is linked to this as well. The Ramban, in his comments in the Sefer Mitzvahs, claims that the reason why we say Hallel on Yom Tov, the Mechayim of saying Hallel on Yom Tov, is the Torah Simchas Hayom. The Ramban claims that the saying of Hallel may in fact be a Din D'Oraisa on Yom Tov, because of the Samachta B'Chagecha. The Ramban quotes the Gemara Maseches Erechin, but the Gemara says that one of the reasons why the Levim used to sing Shira on the Beis HaMikdash was because the Torah says you have to be Ovedes Hashem B'Simcha V'Tuv Leivav. The Gemara says, comments on the Pasuk in Parshas Kisavo, that Tachas Hashem Avadatas Hashem Lekecha B'Simcha V'Tuv Leivav. So the Gemara says, Eizu Avedes B'Simcha V'Tuv Leivav. What's an example of an Avoda that's B'Simcha V'Tuv Leivav? Have you omis a Shira? The Shira is an expression of Simcha. So whenever there's a din of simcha, so simcha and shira go hand in hand. So since the avoda, and the Gemara is interpreting that pasuk avoda in the literal sense of avodas hakorbanos, has to be the simcha v'tuv leivav, so therefore when you bring a carbon, you have to have shira salavim as well. This is one of the makaris for the din of ashir shal alavim omim v'veish mikdash. So that's that comment in the Gemara. Eizu avodish and the simcha v'tuv leivav, evi omizu shira. So Rashi in that Gemara has this famous line. Nobody ever knew this Rashi existed until, who's it? MBD, I'm free. MBD, he's the one who popularized this Rashi, because Rashi says on that Gemara, Eizu avodish and besimcha v'tuv leivav, ein adam shah shira ela mituch simcha v'tuv leivav. So he made it into a song. The only, my only taina of the song is that he says, mashma from Rashi is mezigin and nigin and over the years besimcha. It's not mashma from Rashi, it's profanation Rashi. It's a deal, a brisk deal from Rashi. It says it quite the way. It's very, very bizarre. I always find this, whenever I quote this this ma'isa with the Shira, I always find it absolutely absurd why certain Ma'amari Chazal became songs, certain Psukkim became songs, other Psukkim didn't become songs. You find, the problem is they ran out of all Psukkim already, so they're now making songs out of Ma'amari Chazal, they're making songs out of Tanya's, and out of this, and out of every other mocker anywhere. So it's very, very strange. Some of the songs are nice and appropriate. Some of them are mamash ridiculous because they quote Mamari Chazal, they quote Pesukim totally out of context. The famous one that the Pesuk and the Navi about Ish Yisrael Yazaru Liachiv Yomar Chazak. It sounds like a beautiful song until you look at what the context of that Nevuah is. Ish Yisrael Yazaru Liachiv Yomar Chazak means it's the Navi screaming at Klal Yisrael. Everyone's being Ovid Avodah Zarah. They're all getting together to be Ovid Avodah Zarah. Ish Yisrael Yazaru, I'm giving you an idol and you're giving me an idol. Uzrael Yomar Chazak, I'm encouraging everybody to bow down to the idols. And the Navi says, I'm going to kill you all for being Ovid Avodah Zarah. Ish Yisrael, yeah. He used to be when I was a kid, there was a song, V'hoya ba'esa hiya chapes es Yushalayim b'neiros. It's another thing from Tzfanyim, one of the translations, we'll leave it at that. So the Pasuk says, those are the 12 little prophets, you know, minor prophets from the days of the Bible. So the Achapes es Yushalayim b'neiros sounds like such a beautiful song that a Kadosh Baruch Hu is going to come with candles and check the Yushalayim. So they made a beautiful niggun out of it. So then you read the Gemara Pesach and says, what is HaKadosh Baruch Hu looking for with the candle? So the Gemara says, it's a nevuah that HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, I'm going to find every last aveir of yours. I'm going to go in every nook and cranny and find every chait and everything. I'm going to burn out every chait. No. He's very strange. But the Ramban does quote this. The Ramban quotes the Gemara Erechin. The Ramban says that there's a mitzvah of saying Hallel on Yom Tov, b'teiras Shira, b'teiras Simcha, because whenever there's a mitzvah Simcha, there's a mitzvah Shira, the same way the Gemara says it, l'gabe Shira b'shas HaKarbanos. So one could have possibly suggested that maybe the saying of Hallel and Chanukah is the same thing, that maybe the reason why we say Hallel and Chanukah is also an expression of Simcha. If it's true that there's an idea of Simcha and Chanukah, so maybe the Hallel and Chanukah is a Simcha Tekahal, in effect it's a Yom Tov Tekahal. So one could have suggested such a thing, but I don't think that it's correct, because the Gemara itself raises the question, why do we say Hallel on Chanukah? The Gemara in Erechim, the Gemara in Taina says, we say Hallel on all the Yom Tovim. Whenever there's an Issa Malacha, not on Shabbos, whenever it's a Moed and there's a Malacha, you say Hallel. And the Gemara says, so Im Kain, why are we saying Hallel on Chanukah? Chanukah is not a Yom Tov, Chanukah is not Issa Malacha, it's not a Moed. So the Gemara doesn't say, no, there's a mitzvah simcha. The Gemara says the reason why we say Hallel and Chanukah is Mishum Neis. The Gemara says, the Seirish, that there's a separate Mechaev of Hallel and Chanukah, that there are two Mechaev of Hallel. Yom Tov is a Mechayiv of Hallel, and Nes is a Mechayiv of Hallel. You can have a Yom Tov without a Nes, you can have a Nes without a Yom Tov. So the Gemara is black and white that the Mechayiv of Hallel and Chanukah is not the same as the Yom Tov Tikkah Hallel. It's the Nes Tikkah Hallel. It's a totally different vort. So it would have been a nice Tikkah Torah to say that Simcha Yom Tov for the Rambam and the Ramban, it says in the Simcha, and that's why we say Hallel. But Lamaisa, it's not true. It's important, Lahalacha, that it's not true, because there is a very, very big problem with the Hallel and Chanukah, a very, very strange problem with the Hallel and Chanukah, that the Rambam writes that women are exempt from Hallel and Chanukah, and nobody exactly knows why. Because after all, women are obligated in Neiros Chanukah, the same as men, because Afhen Habi also Neis, they were included in the miracle. So if women are included in the miracle vis-a-vis Halakas Neiros Chanukah, why shouldn't they be included in the miracle vis-a-vis Hallel and Chanukah? Kriyas HaMegillah, women are obligated in Kriyas HaMegillah. So why Manish found out that Hallel and Chanukah women are Pturus from? It's Manish Pilates one. No, I haven't found a good answer to that problem. So several years ago, somebody sent me a whole Shtikl Torah from Eretz Yisrael, a longer Megillah, explained to me the reason why women are Pturos from Hallel on Chanukah is because the Mechayev of Hallel on Chanukah is not Nes, it's not Pturos to Subanisa, rather it's like Yom Tif, because Kavu Yom Tovim, Hallel El Doyin, is a Mitzvah Simcha, and it's like Hallel on Yom Tif, and women are Pturos in Hallel on Yom Tif, the Mishnah says, because it's a Din of Simchus Yom Tif, a longer story. So I read the whole Shtikl Torah, Briskevart with two dinim of Hallel, Hallel of Nes, and Hallel of Simcha, and Hallel of Ere. At the end of the day, it's wrong. The whole Shtikl Torah is wrong, because the Gemara says, Mamish black on white in Masechet Erechin. The person never got to Masechet Erechin. He stopped off Yermir earlier. But the Gemara says, black on white in Masechet Erechin, that the reason why we say Hallel and Chanukah has nothing to do with being a Yom Tov. The Gemara contrasts the Hallel of Chanukah to the Hallel of the other Yom Tovim. The Gemara says, the only reason we say Hallel and Chanukah is because of Nes. The Gemara says, black on white, Fishun Nes. So the question remains in its place. If Hamakas Neiros is Mishum Neis and women are obligated, and Hallel is Mishum Neis and women are exempt, why should there be such a distinction? So the question is better than the answer. I still haven't got a good answer to the question. One thing I got there, the answer that I did get is not the correct answer. So to say that the Hallel and Chanukah is Simcha oriented, to say that it's Yom Tov oriented, the Fini is Daiti, is not correct at all.
Zman Grumman come into play though, because
they have
Palo said, or
Palo
said
Shachas,
so it's Zman
Grumman. Right, but Neiros Chanukah is also Zman Grumman. You can only light candles.
But you can have a bigger window, because the day of the day is called Lila, you could light it.
No, but Holly could also stay all the whole day. Holly could also stay all the
whole day. Tiflavino and Ashok, that's the criteria we have, but it's still called Lila.
So, but Hallel is also called Yom. The Mishnah says you can say Hallel really all day. If you miss Shachas, you can make my Mincha also. And it's anyway it's Zman Grumah, because you can only stay at certain days of the year. So that's also called Zman Grumah. Like Sukkah is also Zman Grumah, even though you do it day and night, but you only do it for a week during the year. That's also called Zman Grumah.
And it's a different women's tefillah. It's like women's tefillah.
No.
It's a tefillah with a very different kind of nusach. Different kind of tefillah, right? So maybe they're
if they're a mitzvah and Hallel, it's like an extension of tefillah. It has to be with their tefillah.
No, I'm saying that we say by Ner Golu, Lahir Tzul Hallel Shim Chagol. That's what we're lighting candles. Then you get the Hallel, we're just the Maisa, we're just saying that little thing of Lahir Tzul Hallel Shim Chagol, when they light candles.
I mean, the Yotze, that.
That's in the Hallel, the Yotze, in that fashion.
Interesting. Okay, I don't know, but Lemaisa. So what about when it comes to Kriyas HaMegillah? So they could have also said Shalsa Nisim. Well, why were the Chalim Masakin Mamish to Kriyas HaMegillah? Kedasa Kedim like the men. I don't know. Not sure. I don't know. Let's think about it a little bit.
Well, the source of the Simcha for the Rambam is the Chanukah is a celebration of the
dedication.
Maybe that's
what the Rambam says. The Rambam seems to say it's part of the Nes of Chanukah Gufa, part of the celebration of the Nes. But the Ramah says like that. The Ramah says that there really is no Simcha and Chanukah, just a sideshow because of the Chanukah HaMikdash. Are there any other dinim that could possibly be Nevea? Okay, we're not even sure there is a mitzvah of Simcha, but according to the Rambam's Lashon, if there is some degree of Simcha, is there any other Nafkamina Ladina that may stem from this? So, there is a halacha in terms of Simcha's Yom Tov, that of course Avelus is that noyeg whenever you have a Yom Tov. So that means two things. It means if a person became an Ovel, started his Shiva before Yom Tov, so Yom Tov cancels the Shiva, the Mishdin by Katan, or if a person is Kervis Mesa Baregel, a person is Nifter on Yom Tov, and they bury the Mesa on Yom Tov, or Kalamai, whatever the case may be, so then the Avelus doesn't technically begin. The person has to be noyeg, we pass him, he has to be noyeg Dvam Shivitzina, he has to be noyeg like on Shabbos, private manifestations of Avelos in the case of Kovris Mesa Beregel, but the minyan of Shivas Yamim doesn't begin until after Yom Tov, because you can't have Simchas Yom Tov and Avelos together. It's a contradiction in terms, and Simchas Yom Tov is a mitzvah shel Rabim, it's a mitzvah all of Klai. So that's Doicha, the Avelos, which is a private mitzvah. So what is that loch of Avelos when it comes to these other days during the year, which are not quite Yom Tovim in the full sense of the word, but like the Chanukah and Purim? These are regular Avelos. Let's take the case of Purim first. So this is the Machlekes of Rishonim. Machlekes is different in Hogim, out of Yom Hazeh. So the Rambam happens to pass near that there is Avelos on Purim. The Rambam says that a Purim is the same as any other day. There's Simcha on Purim, but it's not the same type of Simcha as the Simcha of Yom Tov. What exactly is the difference between the two? If there's a real din Simcha, you may mishter the Simcha on Purim, so why isn't Purim cancel Avelos? So how could you possibly neg Avelos on Purim? So many Achranim say that although there's a mitzvah Simcha on Purim, it's different than Simcha HaYom Tovim. The Simcha of the Sholosh Regalim, or even Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur for that matter, is a Simcha that permeates the entire day. That means the whole day is mitzvah as a Yom Simcha. Whereas when it comes to Purim, so there's a mitzvah to do a Maisa Shel Simcha. You have to eat a Bas of Yayin. You have to eat a Sudas Purim. Sometimes during the course of the day, you have to do some kind of expression of Simcha, Maisa Mitzvah of Simcha. But in terms of the whole day being mitzvah as a Yom Shel Simcha, as that, in the quote a brisket term, the chetz of the day. It's always funny when you use the term chetz when you're not speaking about a tangible item. It's always a very strange thing, but we use those terms anyway. So the chetz of the day, the essence of the day of Purim, is not really a yom simcha. There's a halacha you have to do a nice simcha. You have to have bas and yayin sometimes during the course of the day. You want to be miserable all day and then have bas and yayin, find it's for shkia, so that's okay. It's not a good thing to do, but that technically be okay. Whereas on Yom Tov, so the Rambam writes that you're not allowed to be upset during Yom Tov. This is the grace to say, the hardest mitzvah to do. All the other mitzvahs on Yom Tov are very, very easy. But the mitzvah Simchas Yom Tov, the Rambam writes that a person is not permitted to get upset on Yom Tov. The whole week of Chol HaMoed, you're not allowed to get upset. As your kids are lost in the amusement park, you're not allowed to get upset. You have to just smile and just be happy and just go with the flow. And no matter what happens on Yom Tov, you have to be happy and you have to be smile and cheerful. And any person who gets upset during Yom Tov is being mevatel for those minutes of being upset. It's being mevatel the mitzvah of Simchas Yom Tov. Mitzvah gedol, yes, the Simcha Tamid is a nice thing, but that's Nachum of Breslov. I'm not saying yeah, not saying no. It's a wonderful thing, but it doesn't say that in Chazal. Mitzvah Gedol Yis the Simcha Tamid. But it does say in the Chumash V'Samachta B'Chagecha. And the Rambam learns V'Samachta B'Chagecha means not just to do involved in a Maisa Simcha once a day on Yom Tov. It means there's a mitzvah Simcha Saleim on Yom Tov. You have to be mamish happy and cheerful the whole day. So it could be that that second element of Simcha that's Mechayev you, the whole day is permeated with Simcha. Maybe that doesn't apply in Purim. You want to be miserable in Purim? Okay, you'll be miserable in Purim. So in terms of Dina Chepsa, which is Nitfas as the Yen Simcha, so perhaps that doesn't exist on Purim. So perhaps that's the Shittas around, but why Avelos can make sense on Purim. It's Shayach to have Avelos on Purim. And other Rishonim disagree with the Ramah. I'm meaning it's like the Ramah. The Ramah says that we're not knowing Avelos on Purim. We treat Purim like Yom Tov. The Ramah says it counts towards the Shiva. The person's in the middle of Shiva, so he's not knowing Avelos on Purim, and even not on Shishan Purim, the Ramah says. 2 days, so he doesn't observe real Avelos. He just keeps Dvarim Shibitzinah. But Dvarim Shibitzinah, public manifestations of Avelos, he's not knowing. And those 2 days count towards the Minyan, they count towards the week of Avelos. So when it comes to Purim, there's Machlokes HaRishon, Machlokes HaPosekim HaHalacha, is there Avelos or not? When it comes to Chanukah, we don't find anybody, at least not in classic Rishonim, we don't find anybody, because it's one Rishon that has such an idea that maybe there's no Avelos on Chanukah, but in the regular standard Poskim, we don't find such an idea. So why is that? Why shouldn't we find such an idea? Because we Paskin, there's really no Simcha on Chanukah. We don't really Paskin like this Rambam. We Paskin, there's no Ribui Sudas on Chanukah, Mikra Adin. We Paskin Chanukah, not really Yemei Simcha. So if they're not Yemei Simcha, for sure they're not that kind of a Simcha, that kind of a celebration of Chanukah. Halav Odor is not a steer to Avelos. You can have Halav Odor and still be an Avelos. So only if you accept as a concept of Simcha on Chanukah can you begin to discuss the lack of Avelos. And the Rambam, the one Rishon who we pinned on, who holds as an Indian of Simcha, he happens to hold even on Purim there is Avelos. So you can't prove, you can't find anybody. We haven't found a Rishon who holds that Chanukah is a Yom Simcha and also holds that the Yom Simcha of Chanukah and Purim should be enough to be Doich Avelos. That's why Lamaisa, we don't find anybody who says Lahalocha that there's no Avelos on Chanukah. So Halacha Lamaisa, even though on Purim the minig of the Ashkenaz, the minig of the Ramah is not to be Noeg Avelos, on Purim Lamaisa we are Noeg Avelos, on Chanukah we are Noeg Avelos, because maybe Chanukah is not a Yom Simcha altogether, and even if it is a Yom Simcha, according to the Rambam, the Simcha of Chanukah and Purim is not sufficient Simcha to be Doich Avelos. Is there any other aspect of Simcha that may become relevant Lahalocha? So we spoke a little bit earlier today about the concept of Eima Arvin Simcha B'Simcha, which is the source that the Gemara says in Maseches and Lekotan, that one is not allowed to get married on Chol HaMoed, and that's a real din deraisi. You're not allowed to Einos and Noshin B'Moed, you're not allowed to get married on Chol HaMoed. The fact that you're not allowed to get married on Shabbos, that's Pashas only in Issa D'Rabbanan, that's like Mecca Chomemka, it's like any other business dealing on, you're not allowed to do on Shabbos. But in terms of an Issa D'Raisa of Simcha, and it wasn't the most romantic way of describing a wedding, but okay, we'll leave that out. But Mechara Midaraisa, there's nothing wrong with getting married on Shabbos. There is a Shita Mekubetzes in Maseches Ksubas that writes that you're not allowed to get married Midaraisa on Shabbos because it says V'samachta b'chagecha v'lo b'ishtecha. But it doesn't say V'samachta b'shabbosecha. It says V'samachta b'chagecha. So the Shita Mekubetzes is clearly assuming that the mitzvah of Simcha applies on Shabbos also, which is a tremendous chiddush. But that's how some of the Zmiras assume also. Many of the Zmiras we say, so ki yom simachos hu usa samcheni. So there's something to take from the Zmiras. But that particular Zemer seems to be going along. Many of the Zmiras are written by the Gedolei Harishonim. So that particular Zmira seems to be assuming also there's an idea of Simcha and Shabbos. But Taisus doesn't write that way. Taisus is right that the reason why Shabbos doesn't cancel Avelos is because there's no real mitzvah Simcha and Shabbos. It's not the same as Yom Tov. So Kopanim and Yom Tov, it's also Meikar Adin to get married. What about on other days of Kwaze Simcha? So let's say on Purim. What's Halach on Purim? Are you allowed to get married on Purim or not? So this is the Machlokes HaPoskim. So the Shulchan Aruch is Mat, the Shulchan Aruch is Purim writes that you're permitted to get married on Purim if you have nothing else to do on Purim. So you can get married also, that's okay. One time I had a wedding on Purim. Well, it wasn't somebody who was from, but I was invited to a wedding on Purim. So I couldn't go for a variety of reasons, but it was the only time. One time I was actually invited to a wedding on Chol HaMoed also. I was invited by someone who wasn't from also. It's a relative of ours who wasn't from, so nobody ever told them that they're not allowed to get married on Chol HaMoed. So the Shaila is, you're allowed to go to the wedding. So I wasn't invited. My parents were invited, so they wanted, they're allowed to go. I said, I think they're allowed to go because I think that Al-Pi Avoch, it wasn't really a condition of Nisuin anyway. So they're going to a party. So they're going to a party, they're a party. Obviously, whoever was in the quote-unquote in the Masada condition didn't know that you're not allowed to get married on Yom Tov. So the summer didn't know a lot of things as well. So anyway, so what about getting married on Purim itself? So Shehorah Paskins, it's okay. And others question. Some Paskins say you shouldn't get married on Purim. So we passed in Ikar, then you really can't get married on Purim, but there are some who disagree. We say it's a Shalav Eima Arvin Simcha B'Simcha. The reason why we probably passed it's Mutter is based on the same idea we said, that Simcha's Purim is not the same as Simcha's Yom Tov. Simcha's Yom Tov is a real essence of the day, is Mamish Kedushas Yom Tov, whereas Simcha Purim is a little bit different. So that type of Simcha Purim doesn't create an Isser on getting married. What would that Locha be, according to those poskim who say you can't get married on Purim, could you get married on Hanukkah? So you have to put a couple of chumers together. So maybe you can't get married on Chanukah either. Because if you hold like the Rambam that there's an Inyan of Simcha and Chanukah, and you hold against the Shulchan Aruch that you're not allowed to, if you hold like those puzzles, you're not allowed to get married on Purim. So you put all the pieces of the puzzle together, a new chumra, that you're not allowed to get married on Chanukah, because there's a mitzvah of Simcha and Chanukah, and if you're aiming Simcha and Simcha. So the Maisa, we paskin that that's not true. Halacha Maisa, we definitely paskin. I hope we paskin that way, because we got married on Chanukah. So we paskin the Halacha that you're allowed to get married on Chanukah. The Chola Deus, why is that? Because neither of those pieces of the puzzle were correct. That means Lamais and Shulchan Aruch, we don't pass like the Rambam. We pass that there really is no Ribui Sudas on Chanukah Mikra Din, so therefore there really is no Mitzvah Simcha on Chanukah per se. And even on Atzad, there would be Simcha, if you want to be Chesh for the Rambam, but even on Purim, Chanukah is not going to be more Chomet than Purim, and Purim Guf and Shulchan Aruch passing the Farish that's Mutra to get married on. So there's some Yesh Aimrim, so one day that was Machmath get married on Purim. So they combined together, that Chumra, with Shitas and Rambam, the Chanukah, so Loch Shemana, that was in Meyerlam. So Loch Lamais had said, to grow more to get married on Chanukah. So called upon him, this idea of Simchas Hayom, so according to the simple reading of the Gemara, doesn't really exist, and therefore the whole Ribui Sudas is only in light of the Ramah in terms of the Chinuch Mikdash. That's what the Ramah writes, that you should sing a little bit at every Surah. Everyone wants to lead us, I'm sure Chon will lead us with some more Surah thoughts. You should sing a little bit at Sudas Chanukah, just to give it a little bit of a flavor of Sudas Mitzvah. But the Ikar Adin we pass, it's not really an absolute mitzvah of Ribui Achilas. Last night I had the Zchus to be at a Pidyon Aven. So, Pidyon Aven's once in a... Oh, you were the same Pidyon Aven. So, Pidyon Aven's once in a while. You know, you don't get too many Pidyon Aven's. So last night was a pigeon of Ben's. How do you get a pigeon of Ben's like that on Moshe Shabbos? The answer is very simple. When the 31st day is on Shabbos, so some people say you do it Sunday morning, and then the Pasha says you do it Mamash Moshe Shabbos. It's reasonable to give him the mitzvah. So we had a pigeon of Ben last night. As I was washing for the pigeon of Ben, I was thinking to myself, is Mamash a triple Suda's mitzvah? I said, it's a Moab Malka, it's also Suda's mitzvah. I said, it's a Suda's pigeon of Ben, it's a Suda's mitzvah, and it's a Suda's Chanukah with a little bit of Zmir. I think Baruch Hashem, we were Yotze the Choladei, it's the Zmir Shiros with the Shmachos last night. So you got a Mamash a triple Suda's mitzvah. So the
anniversary,
no, it's tonight. We're very, very thrilled to my anniversary party. I didn't take my wife with me. You know,
the only one of you was celebrating.
Yeah, yeah.
It's
90 Club. I may be joining you there as well tonight for the next 6 months. So it says in the Sefer HaKabbalah that a person eats at a Suda's Pigeon of Ben, so that corresponds to 84 different tiny yells. Ilya fasted 84 times. So I was thinking to myself, wow, 84 of that, plus my Malka plus this. And I said, Mamash, I ate whatever I wanted. So I came out tomorrow after I lost 10 pounds last night. So yeah, until I got on the scale this morning. So I don't know which cheshbon now. But anyway, I felt fun and wanted to try to be mired a little bit in the Chilu Shliya, the Rambam sheet a little bit, and a little bit of the Rambam sheet, and hopefully these days should be Yimei Simcha, Yimei Hal, whatever the Havoch is, they should be, should all fulfill the Haidus of the Halashim.
Who